This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and I'm on the line with John Letts, my horse racing expert. John, how are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, thanks, Jordan. It's been quite an interesting week. Monday, I went to Melbourne for Jimmy Johnson's celebration of his life when one of our leading jockeys of, you know, worldwide fame, Jim Johnson, died, and a very good friend of mine, and had to go over on Monday at a wonderful service we had at Moonee Valley. One of the, you know, the good guys in racing that we're really going to miss him, because he won 3 Melbourne Cups, Cox Plate. He won everything, but, you know, a great guy. Sad to see Jimmy Limits. He had to leave us, because, but he had a 92 years of age, and he had a great innings, and he left a lot of friends behind, I can tell you. Mm. A lot of friends. Now, Jordan, this week, or next week, Sunday the 28th, we've got Oakbank. Wednesday the 31st, we've got Oakbank. And, Jordan, the 3rd of April, we've got Oakbank.
They're so going to be busy at Oakbank.
You want to take your holidays, you can go to Oakbank and go out there for a week. So, now, tell me this. We've got Clare on the 3rd of April as well, which is the same day as Oakbank. But something very interesting, Jordan, which I only found out last night. I received a phone call last night to say that Oakbank will be allowed 10,000 spectators.
Oh, wow.
So that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess with the latest round of restrictions easing, it's beneficial to a lot of venues and a lot of events.
Yes, and we're starting to get up around your way, because I'll be coming through Port Pirie a couple of times, and we'll just catch up with you on the way through. Port Augusta, we got the 11th, which is the first meeting for the Port Augusta race meeting for their season, on the 11th of April. So we'll get together on the way through while I'm going out there one day. Might even come into the studio. Have you got 2 chairs in that studio?
I do, and 2 microphones.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens there. Hey, Jordan, I'll tell you what, something that's really... it's quite amusing to me, and I picked up the press yesterday and said, there are calls to change the name of the renowned Golden Gay Time ice cream. Mm. Amid concerns, it is offensive to Australia's gay community. Now, this guy, I don't know him, I don't want to know him anyway, this Australian guy known as Brian MC or whatever his name is, he's got a petition so far that's gathered 800 signatures of support. What's the population of Australia? About 25 million?
Yeah, it pales in comparison. But to be fair, with this kind of story, like, obviously such a small amount of people have signed this petition, and it is obviously a nothing thing. I don't know anybody in my life anyway, and I know a fair few gay people, a few queer people, who have no problem, who've never raised the issue of Golden Gay Time before. And I think with such a small amount of people signing this petition, it's nothing. It could be easily ignored, but it gets brought up by the media because it's easy clicks for them. They know people are going to get mad about it on Facebook and comment and, you know, angry react and click through, and they'll be able to make money off their ads on their website.
Well, as I always say, most of our politics and not our politicians, but our journalists, and that most of it's gutter stuff anyway. That's all they want to write about. And if you pick up the paper and you just every time you pick up the paper and read it, you feel depressed when you put it down. You're better off not getting the paper. Now, tell me this, Jordan. We've got another article here which was very disturbing during the week, which was animal cruelty. Did you see that dog on the TV last night?
No, I did not.
One of the most disgusting things I've ever seen in my life. And this is a message out there, just to the magistrates and the judges. Now, get real. Give them heavy fines, name and shame, and put their photos in the press, because they're not human beings. All they are a waste of oxygen. And this is disgusting, because there's no excuse. The RSPCA will come and... If you'd have seen this dog last night on the TV, Jordan, you would have had tears in your eyes. Mm. It was just the most disgusting thing. And being animal lovers, and I know you are, these people just have to be stopped. They got to be jailed. They have to get heavy fines, jailed, never own an animal, and put their photo in the press, and let's have a look and see what type of creeps they are.
Exactly. And like, when you bring a pet home, you bring a dog home, they trust you, and they're reliant on you for care and love. And if you neglect them, it's something else.
Yeah, and George, also a little bit when we just said about the, you know, that bit about the gay ice cream with the write-up about. I was just wondering, with Gay Waterhouse, our leading trainer, horse trainer here in Australia, are we allowed to call her gay anymore?
Yeah, why not, as long as it's not derogatory.
Hey, Who cares? We're not going to listen to these others anyway, so who cares about that?
Now, also, maybe when there's a petition with 800 signatures asking her to change her name, we'll consider it.
800 is, well, you get more at a Sunday cricket match, wouldn't you?
Yes.
For the school kids. That's about it. I've got this morning about. That's what I wanted to bring up with you. And you're a poor boy like me.
Yes. Oh, top of the ladder, John. They're top of the ladder.
Yeah. Now, don't start bragging just yet, because if we get beat by the end of the year, I know a few of my mates who are listeners out there, they'll actually be ringing up. What you're talking about, but we got the bragging rights at the moment, though, Jordan. But what do you think about Eddie still trying to
stop? Oh, I know. Jeez.
The poor guy's front page again this morning. You know, or back page on the sports section. What do you? I mean, I don't care if we play in pink or we play in green or white or whatever. Just look, we're going okay, and your team's going okay. Why argue about little minor details like this?
And Eddie's not even in charge of a footy club anymore. He's got no involvement with the AFL outside of talking about it on TV. And it's going to be between the Crows and Port Adelaide. It's got nothing to do with Collingwood.
Exactly, and I go right. Go right along with you there all the way too, Jordan. And Jordan, do you feel sorry for Prince Harry having to get a day job?
Not really. No, I don't feel sorry for many royals.
You know, I knew you'd say that, because I was looking at he was surviving on his, this is in the press this morning, he was surviving on his media deals with Spotify and Netflix, estimated to be worth millions, plus, listen to this, Jordan, $17 million from his late mother's estate, and he's crying poverty. How are we going to manage? I tell you, there's a lot of people out there that could he could send that money over here, and he'd be saving a lot of people a lot of heartbreak, wouldn't he?
Mm. And I guess it's not even like he's getting like a job at Subway or something like that. He's working for a Silicon Valley tech company. It's like he's started like with no career experience and then jumped to the top.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, to me, that's. I think that's putting a wedge between him and a lot of people.
Yes. I mean, he was born into royalty, so that's a huge wedge to begin with.
He's never gone without a meal, has he?
Yes, exactly.
He's born in good shoes and the best of clothes, and he'd have all his clothes tailor-made. Like, it wouldn't be like us. We have to go and try and buy him off a hook.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, let's get on to the racing. We've given them enough this morning. We'll give them enough. We'll have to save some up for next week, Jordan. Give another group a bit of a lashing next week. Anyway, we'll get them all tomorrow. But don't forget tomorrow, too, Jordan, is the races are at Bendigo tomorrow. They're not in the metropolitan area in Melbourne. Bendigo tomorrow. So we've got to remember that as well. And what about Sydney with the Golden Slipper put off last week? They got it on tomorrow. The track is...
Well, imagine with all the rain that's been happening, there's going to be a lot of unpredictable races this weekend.
Exactly. That's what we copped a couple of weeks ago. Last week we got back amongst them again, though. But the week before, it was just topsy-turvy. But tomorrow, look, I like it at Moorfield. Race one, number one, Brothers Shadow. Look, there's not many good odds here tomorrow at Moorfield. But we'll have a look at them. We'll go ship over to Melbourne with a couple of little bit better odds here, a little bit each way odds here. Race one, number one, Brother Shadow. Race two, I like number five, Spark Up. Race three, number three, Zoist. Race four, number six, Centerfield. Race five, number four, Brantford. The race trained, these horses are trained over at Port Lincoln by Daryl Carrison, and they've both got a good chance, I think, tomorrow. Race six, number eight, Chosen Blonde. Race seven, number one, horse called Lyre, L-Y-R-E. Gee, I'm a big fan of this horse. About $5 tomorrow. Race 8, number 7, Perfect World. Wouldn't it be great if it was a perfect world, eh? That'd be great. Race 9, number 14, Crown Harmonium. Over to Bendigo. Race 1, number 8, Second Slip. Race 2, number 4, She's a Thief. Race 3, number 8, Mateo Ma, which is my Jamie Carr. Race 4, number 4, Fanciful Toff. Race 5, number 5, Need New Friends. Race 6, number 5, LOA. Race 7, number 6, Military Parade. Race 8, number 12, Kenya. Race 9, number 8, Thousand Wishes. Now, out of all of those, Jordan, I'll go through them again. We've got race 1, number 8 in Bendigo. Race 2, number 4 in Bendigo. Race 3, number 7 in Bendigo. Race 4, number 4 in Bendigo. Race 5, number 5, Bendigo. Race 6, number 5, Bendigo. Race 7, number 6, Bendigo. Race 8, number 12, Kenya. My best roughie from Bendigo tomorrow, all of those are about $7. $6 chances, a couple of them are $12 chances. But my best roughie for the day is race 9, number 8,000, which is about $26. But just have a dollar each way on it if you're going through the races, because, as you say, with if the weather comes in, we're going to be looking at form going out the door. Race 1, number 1, race 2, number 5, race 3, number 3, race 4, number 6, race 5, number 4, race 6, number 8, race 7, number 1, race 8, number 7, and race 9, number 14, Crown Harmonium. So that's how I see him, Jordan, but you must be pretty happy at the moment with the power, eh?
Yes, I'm looking forward to the game on Saturday. And you know, but anything can happen. I was actually more impressed with the Crows' performance than anything over the last weekend. And Paddy Dangerfield rubbed out for 3 weeks, not a perfect start.
What about that? He never had any chance of getting out, did he?
No. That was pretty bad.
I wouldn't have liked to have been on the end of it. But last night, that young Jamie Elliott for Collingwood, see, he might be out for a while. He's done his ankle. Mm. Collingwood won last night, but I thought they were going to let it slide away, but. They fought back well, but the team that they played, Carlton, look, don't put Carlton down the bottom of the ladder. Don't put them down as the wooden spooners, because, you know, they've got some young players there and they're coming on and they're going to be good little players. And, you know, with Jack Silvani wasn't there last night. He'll be out for a few weeks. But when he comes back and they get their team together, Carlton, I know they're going to be 100-1, you know, in the field, in the running field, in the football, in the finals, but don't put them in there to get into the finals. But gee, I think they're going to be improved this year. Carlton.
And of course, they put it to Richmond as well last weekend, so they've got a lot of potential.
They really did. Yeah, they sure did.
Mm. Anyway, so, that's it for us today, John. Sorry, we're running out of time, but thanks so much for joining me.
Okay, and we'll talk to you next week.
Well, actually, no, we've got Easter long weekend.
Oh, that's right. We have two. We have two, yeah. Okay, well, you have a good Easter long weekend.
You too.
And I don't suppose you've got long-range forecast for the weather.
It's going to be sunny next weekend, by the looks of it.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Let's hope they have a good meeting at that full week for Oakbank and Clare.
No worries. Well, that was John Letts, my horse racing expert, on your Classic It's Breakfast.